Hello, this is John. Is this Edward? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Sorry, this line, it sounds like I can barely hear you. Is this Edward or Ryan?
This is Ryan. Edward's out for the day. I was answering the phone. I think he called you yesterday. I thought we had an appointment for Thursday. I'm not sure.
Yeah, we do have an appointment for Thursday. I appreciate you calling back in, Ryan. So the reason why we were reaching out is we were going to initiate the payment either today or tomorrow, whatever day you guys want to do it. But we just needed to get that. Okay.
They're holding their release on Thursday. That's why he wanted Thursday.
Okay, so then that's what we'll do. So we have the Thursday onboarding call scheduled for 4 o'clock Central. And then as far as the call for the payment, when did you want me to reach out tomorrow earlier in the day just to make sure the payment is processed?
Yeah, do 3 o'clock, and then we'll do the onboarding at 4. But he already let me know about the 700 or whatever. It's a little higher. That's fine.
Okay. All right, yeah, because he said he wanted to run the Google Ads too, so that's why – and it'll be that. So, all right, I'll call at 3 o'clock tomorrow then. Thanks so much, Ryan, for calling back in.
Yeah, and I know there was a fee for the car drug. Sorry, they charged back, I guess, like everything that was on there because the guy just went crazy on Amazon. But I didn't tell them on everything. I told them a list of what it was, but I guess they just kind of did the whole from that time period. So, yeah, but we appreciate you doing
it. Oh,
that.
It was something to do with you having an employee card for someone that they used without your permission?
Yeah, they went crazy on Amazon, spent like $3,000 on Amazon. So, but what I told Bank of America was I said just do these certain charges, but they did the whole time frame of those charges. I didn't tell them to do that, but fine. But I appreciate.
Yeah, not your fault, Ryan. Like I said, I mean, at the end of the day, we made it work. I just had to make the onboarding team feel like they were whole again. Because you were talking with us the whole time, so we even have in the notes here like. We don't think that he was trying to do anything like random, so we didn't really fully understand it. It's just, but no worries. We're getting that all resolved for tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah, and I appreciate y'all working with us on that, and we apologize for that. But no, we're gonna get everything. Right. We need Joe. We need the listing. We gotta get on there. So yeah, that's not a problem at all.
Cool.
And
all right,
call us at 3. It might be me. It might be him. Whoever has the word.
Yeah, and for some reason I can't get through on the 361 number that Edward gave me, so I'll call this 832 number again tomorrow when I call, okay?
Put this on it. Dude, it's so weird. Every time I look at my damn phone, I don't know if it's like a good omen, but every time, doesn't matter, daytime, nighttime, whatever, it's always 1111. But anyways, I'm going to give you the other phones that we have for the businesses just in case. Let me see where we're at here. How do I get those? Either way, just call. Here it is. I got it. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
For whatever reason you can't get us on 361 or the 832, for whatever reason, I got the 786-599-1603.
Okay, and then I'll shoot a text to the 361 number right now just so you have my direct extension if you want to reach out tomorrow before 3 for me to call back, okay?
Yeah, send it to here, though, if we're not getting through on the 361.
Well, for some reason, Edward called in on 361, and we shared a couple text messages that way. But I'll put it – you accept text messages on this 832 number as well?
Weird, so it'll accept text, but it won't accept calls. That's weird. What were you saying? Sorry.
You accept text on the 832 number as well?
Yeah, I can text on any of the numbers. Yeah.
Okay. All right, I'll go ahead and send it on the 832 number.
Because we're in Miami, we're in New York, we're in Texas, and then – so. I want to give you the New York number, too, just so you have it. You have all the numbers to get a hold of it. It's 646.
Uh-huh.
335.
Okay.
31.
What was the last one? 31.
22.
Okay. Yeah. And then, so what I'll do, I'll make sure to reach out tomorrow again at 3 o'clock Central, and then we'll get everything squared away to get onboarded for your location down here in Corpus, okay?
Yeah, that sounds fantastic. Appreciate it.
All right, have a good one now. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.